Well, good morning, everybody. A happy Mother's Day to all of our beautiful mothers who are with us today. And in our gospel today, Jesus says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life." And we all know that our mothers do that in such a beautiful and powerful way. And so happy Mother's Day. We love you very much, and we're thankful. After the petitions, we will have the church's blessing over you, our mothers. I'm thinking about what our Lord said in our gospel today, this morning. He says, "I don't call you slaves, I call you friends." That for Jesus, it isn't enough for us to simply be his servants or his followers, that he wants to be our friend. And that, as our second reading today said, Jesus came into the world, God came into the world, which he had made, in order to befriend us all. In fact, our first line in our second reading is "beloved." In our first reading, it says that God has no partiality. In other words, all of us, in the eyes of our Lord, are his beloved. We're his friends. We're his best friends. He doesn't pick a favorite. We're all his favorite, which is a blessing to really kind of consider and grapple with. That when Jesus calls us his friends, he elevates our value, and he reminds us how much value we have. There was once a teacher, and she had a class full of kids, and she had a $20 bill, nice and crisp. And she held it up, and she said, "Boys and girls, who wants this?" And they all raised their hands. And then she crumples it up. She says, "Who wants it now?" And they all raised their hands, you know. And then she steps on it. She tramples on it. And she says, "Well, who wants it now?" They all still want it. Why? Because it's still 20 bucks. It has its value. And the reality is that Jesus, no matter how crumpled up and messed up we can sometimes get, and no matter how maybe life tramples on us in some fashion, that we may look like this, but in the eyes of Jesus, we're still worth what we're worth. And what we're worth is all of the precious blood of Jesus. That's our price. And friends, like, we don't have to be always perfectly in order, you know, crisp and so forth, for Jesus to love us. Jesus loves us no matter what. We're all his best friend. And that's something that I think we often can forget. I fall into it myself. I think, what do I got to do to be a good Catholic? What all the check boxes that I have to check off, all my prayers that I need to get done every day. All of the prayers, all of the precepts of the church, the commandments, the sacraments, all of these things are beautiful, and they exist in order to foster this friendship with Jesus. But that's the goal, is a friendship with Jesus that is so powerful that it survives even this life and takes us up into eternal life. It's friendship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. And how beautiful that our God invites us into that powerful friendship. Of course, we got to do our part. And yesterday I was telling before Mass some of the folks in the sacristy about how last week I was caught in traffic and in Indianapolis, and somebody cut me off and I got all cranky. And then I saw they had a rosary hanging from their rearview mirror. And I thought, I can't be mad at a Catholic, you know? And anyway, one of the men of the altar last night, Connor, he says, "I have a rosary hanging on my rearview mirror." And he said, "It reminds me that Jesus and Mary should always be right in front of me." I thought that was beautiful. And I said, "Connor, could I share that with everybody?" He said, "Absolutely." And he's 16. Isn't that awesome? Like, that's the kind of kids we have in this parish. Beautiful. But that's the Jesus and Mary should always be right in front of us. Not an afterthought, something in the rear view. Right in front. Jesus and Mary. One of the holy farmers who belongs to this parish told me a year or two ago, he said, "When I'm out on the field, I pretty much talk to Jesus all day long." That's friendship with Jesus. Friendship with Jesus is waking up in the morning and saying, Jesus, good morning. Thank you for another day. I give it all to you. Every word, thought, and deed, Jesus, I give to you. Friendship with Jesus is walking into school saying, Jesus, help me today. Help me have a good day. Help me be you today. Friendship with Jesus is, Lord, I'm about to have a call I don't want to make or a conversation is going to be hard. Jesus, be with me. Friendship with Jesus is, thank you, Jesus, that ice cream was delicious. It was wonderful. Friendship with Jesus is this ongoing conversation with our Lord throughout the whole of the day. Because, man, He is our best friend. We're His best friend, and He's our best friend. And I think our job is to simply live that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.